This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses a steal. 30, 25, 20. Gone. Touchdown. How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, who received the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddie, offensive backfield, looking at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddie.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Knights to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't know.
Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second-half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach.
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.9999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, a good Saturday evening to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a Saturday night affair on Scores High School Football from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, featuring the Layman Catholic Cavaliers and the New Bremen Cardinals, both teams 1-0. Each head coach, I think, with an interesting story to tell. Chris Cash, first year as the mentor of the Layman Catholic program, was on board at Layman last year as Dean of Students and Associate Athletic Director, and took over as head football coach this year for Dick Roll, who retired last season after 16 years, 11 playoff appearances, 2 state Final Four appearances. Coach Cash replaces Dick. Big shoes to fill. Quite a track record for Dick Roll, Chuck. Chris has coaching experience at Wayne, Tri-County North, Brookville, Bethel, and winning last week was Layman Catholic, 26-6 over Lyman Perry. And it was, excluding the coronavirus year in 2020, the first season-opening win for Layman Catholic, week one of the high school campaign in 17 years. Hard to believe.
Well, it is. Back in the day, they used to open with Anna.
Right.
And Anna, in the beginning, Layman was very competitive, but then it turned into kind of an Anna walkover every year. So that was part of it. But, you know, them getting into the new league they're in now, they play some tough teams. But the playoff team, they got the ability to do it.
It's a Three Rivers Conference school now, is Layman Catholic, and they'll get into league play in upcoming weeks. Last season, Layman did not fare well, 1-9, dropped at least 4 games when Layman was within a score in the final quarter, just couldn't finish the deal.
Chris Schmidt, eighth year head coach at New Bremen. Quite a background. Had coached at Bell Fountain for a few seasons before coming to New Bremen in 2015. He inherited a winless team. He went 1-9, beat Bradford, went 2-8, beat Bradford and Holgate, went 3-7, beat Bradford, Mississinewa, and Parkway. And as they say, the rest is history. In 2020, won the state championship, went 4-2 in the truncated coronavirus season, then won six straight in the playoffs, did Chris Schmidt's New Bremen Cardinals, beating Fort Loramie along the way, as well as Marion Local, Lima Central Catholic, and Warren John F. Kennedy in the state championship game. And back to run the show this year for Coach Schmidt is senior QB David Holman. It's his club in his 12th grade season.
Well, we saw him last year. We saw him play Anna regular season, and the kid is an absolute football player, good athlete, throws the ball well, is a real threat to run the ball. So Lehman needs to be putting a spy on him this evening.
Strength for Lehman Catholic last week was defense. Nate Solman had a pick six for a score. Ethan Stiver had a couple of interceptions, or I should say Hayden Seaver had two picks in the game as well. A.J. Newsom had nine tackles, four quarterback sacks. 6'4 junior quarterback Donovan O'Leary was efficient. Wasn't outstanding, but good enough to get the job done. And on a night when both teams were cramping up, especially Lima Perry, Lehman came out on top 26-6 in the opener. Hooray for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's a nice win. And I know the Seaver family. What a great group that is. So congratulations to him for his game he had last week.
Meanwhile, New Bremen got to two touchdown strikes from David Holman through the air. He ran for one as well. Two different receivers caught touchdown passes. New Bremen handled Lima Bath easily, 28-0. It was a scoreless fourth quarter. New Bremen led by four touchdowns halfway through the third. New Bremen pulled away, won it easily, tripling the yardage total of Lima Bath in that game. And it's a New Bremen team which returns about half its starters from 1 year ago. But it's a club which is very disciplined, runs an offensive set much like Lehman. Wing T with some spread mixed in. Both teams will try to run the ball at first, I think, tonight.
Yeah, I think most games, the teams, unless they're just nothing but a spread team, they're going to try to run the football. You got to establish your offensive line. You got to prove to them that they can handle it, and then take it from there. But you need to be able to throw the ball a little bit too. But running the ball opens up the passing.
Right. Conversations with both head coaches. First year mentor Chris Cash of Lehman Catholic upcoming, along with 8-year head coach Chris Schmidt of New Bremen, that conversation as well. Beautiful night, Chuck, for high school football. About, what, 8 or 9 degrees warmer than last evening?
Yeah.
When we were here for Sydney against Tippecanoe.
Yeah, it's a little bit warmer. The wind, there is a breeze, but it's not quite as stiff as it was last night. Dave Ross opened the roof for us up to the press box upstairs, and that gave us a nice little breeze through. So that was very, very nice of him.
Like last evening, the wind blowing from the, what, east-northeast, more or less?
I get confused on directions.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight. A dozen anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffena, GoffneyFurniture.com. Thanks as well to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City.
home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 FM, plans to join next Friday evening and continue our partnership. This would be football season number two. The radio station has been a partner for the last two basketball campaigns. In the near future, the radio station will be streaming a new music format. Is in the works, and as you well know, the local radio station in Sydney, WMVR 105.5 FM, is under new local management. Congratulations, job well done. Chris Cash, head coach of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, as we noted, a big season opening triumph last week up at Lima Perry. Cavaliers didn't score until the second half, ran off 13 points in the third quarter, 13 in the fourth. Outstanding defensive show by Layman, as Chris Cash comments in our pregame.
Good victory for us. The first time in 17 years, minus the COVID year, that Layman's opened with a week one victory. So the kids really wanted the win. Things were tough first half, 0-0 at halftime. Just had some trouble getting the offensive side of things started. Defense kept us in the game. So halftime, the kids had a good attitude. You could tell that they were hungry and they wanted to go back out there and prove themselves. So second half, defense turned it up some more, and offense took advantage of defensive turnovers, good field position.
Hey, a tribute to you and your coaching staff. Your team's conditioning was excellent. Lima Perry cramped up a little bit and perhaps getting in shape more quickly here in the month of August paid dividends. Week one high school football campaign for the Cavaliers.
I think it did. We've been in the weight room since January 5th. That's something we emphasized, and we really hit the conditioning this summer. We had our share of crampers also, but nothing compared to them. So I was pleased with how well we, you know, stayed on the field, going both ways. It's kind of tough on a hot night, but the players came through.
Sure. Highlight skill players for Layman Catholic here in 2022, starting with Donovan O'Leary. He got a lot of reps, a lot of time last year at quarterback, and he's back again calling signals for the Cavaliers.
Donovan is a dual threat for us, so we can throw with Donovan. We can also run with Donovan and set up our play actions. So he has great leadership. He's been named a captain, and we're looking for big things from him this year.
Nathan Solman returns in the offensive backfield to key the run game.
Correct. Nate's a senior. He's also a captain, and he has outstanding speed, good footwork, and when he gets into the open, he's hard to tackle. So Nathan has also been playing some defense for us, had a pick six last week, and we knew once he caught it, nobody was going to catch him.
A running back linebacker, A.J. Newsom, is a strong young man.
Right, he's in our 1,100-pound club for our lift-a-thon numbers. He had 9 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 4 hurries. So he was all over the field defensively, and he had some big runs for us offensively. Had a nice catch and run that was called back on a penalty. So he had a great game.
Highlight your strength up front. A few experienced offensive linemen, some youth being blended in, but it's a good group that performed very well against Lima Perry.
Yeah, we have 4 returning starters: Will Ford, Seth Kennedy, J.D. Barhorse, and Ethan Stiver, and then we're throwing in a freshman, Jace Holding, this year. Good game. Not great. They're learning the new offense. We've got some work to do this week. for aggressive New Bremen defense.
Right, right. Chris Cash, first-year head coach, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, filling the shoes of Dick Roll, who retired, longtime veteran coach at Lehman. What did you learn from Coach Roll? What did you pick up that is still in place in the Cavaliers football program now?
There's a lot of tradition that Dick brought to the program. Things didn't go very well the last couple of years, but you look on that board, you'll see all the championships they won, the Final Fours, and a lot of people remember that and want to get back to that. So that's what we're striving to do.
Important thing, I think, is to improve on closing out games. You had some close ones last year. You dropped in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was a big emphasis with our conditioning. You know, we told them, hey, there was four or five games you guys should have won last year. Fourth quarter, you just didn't get the job done. So we want to make sure we're conditioned and ready to roll fourth quarter. So if we get in those games this year, we can hopefully come out on the winning end.
I focus this week on slowing down at least a little bit. New Bremen's very good quarterback, David Holman. He lugs the football a lot, and he's a load.
He is. He runs the offense and the defense. Great athlete. Stopping him on the handoffs where he puts it in their belly, it seems like, for 10 seconds, and the next thing you know, he pops out with it. So we're going to try to contain him, keep everything inside the tackles, and hopefully, slow down that offense.
The words of Chris Cash, head coach of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in year number one. Easier said than done, Chuck, containing David Holman, quarterback for the New Bremen Cardinals. You might be able to slow him down a little bit. It's going to be tough to bottle him up all night long. He is an outstanding player, maybe better defensively than he is at quarterback.
Probably.
He throws it and runs it equally well, and he racks up tackle after tackle on the defensive side.
Well, you got reads as a defensive player, but the problem is, like Coach Cash said, he holds the ball in the belly so long that you don't know what's coming, if it's coming out or not. And by the time you know, he's past you.
Right. The Holman was a defensive back 2 years ago on that 2020 state championship team as a sophomore. And Mitchell Hayes was the outstanding quarterback as a senior that year for New Bremen. And Holman starred on the defensive side of the ball, still does today, but was rock solid last year at quarterback. We saw him against Anna, and he tormented the Rockets in that early season game last year at New Bremen.
Yeah, he looked real good last year. We only saw him once, but he was really good.
Year number eight for head coach Chris Schmidt of New Bremen, outstanding leader for the Cardinals. He said his clubs had real good scrimmages, sevens-on-sevens, practices, a good opening season win last week against Lima Bath, 28-0. And he noted in a few words his team here in 2022 has a blue-collar mentality.
I've been really pleased, I guess, just with our seniors and the work that they've put in, really starting back in the off season. They're not a real, vocal group, and maybe that's where they're a little bit different than maybe last year's seniors. They're maybe not as vocal, but there's just kind of like a blue collar mentality to them that I think benefits us well. And a lot of those kids did play snaps last year for us, and they just seem, I guess, eager and anxious to get out there and to, our season didn't finished the way we would have liked to last year, and so I guess they're really working hard to try to make sure that we can have the best season possible, and so far it's been good. We've seen good things through the scrimmages, and even in our first week, obviously there's still a lot to work on, but I've been pretty pleased with the progress and the work that we've put in, and hopefully that will continue moving forward.
A well-rounded offensive attack against Lima Bath. Two young men caught touchdown passes. Two different young men ran the ball for scores, including quarterback David Holman.
Well, I think most people by now know that, David Holman's a pretty good, football player. But I said the other day that, he'll be an even better football player if teams can't you know, just key on him and try to stop him.
Sure.
And so I think that was a good sign on Friday night that we had other kids that made plays with the football in their hands. And, you know, one of them being Hunter Schaefer, who, you know, ended up being starting tailback the year we won state when he had to come in and fill in as, you know, sophomore in an injury. And then he was injured at the beginning of last year, and it felt like at the end of the year we were just starting to get him back where we wanted him to be, and then the season ended. And now this year he seems really hungry to go out and from the get-go. And so that's been good. You know, Aaron Tiemann, you know, played a good game for us the other night. You know, Grant Dickey, who's a sophomore, cut a touchdown for us. So hopefully that's a good sign of things to come, because if we can stay balanced, that obviously is going to make us hopefully harder to defend.
Yes, yes. So the message is there are many other very good players making significant contributions on this team in addition to David Holman. But this is senior David Holman's club here in 2022, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, as a starting quarterback last year, I mean, as a quarterback, you're kind of always, you know, in that leadership position. But I think this year, I mean, we had 16 or 17 seniors last year, and I think we have 16 seniors this year. But, you know, it's different this year. It's, you know, as a senior, he's the unquestioned leader of our team, and certainly he's a good ball player, and we're going to get him the football, and we want him to have touches because he is a good football player. But we just want to make sure that we're staying balanced too, so that, again, we can be as effective as possible.
Jack Kramer with Chris Schmidt, head coach of New Bremen. Before tonight's game, a Saturday night contest between New Bremen and Layman Catholic. Special teams, so critical to winning games, especially in the MAC, when final scores are 6-3 points, a point. Mm-hmm. So far, so good in that department.
Yeah, it's when you talk about kind of big losses from last year, we were really blessed. You know, Owen Gable was our kicker the last couple years, and pretty much every record now, school record, not all of them, but pretty much every record is in his name. And so, mm-hmm. You know, that was a big loss in itself that we're trying to fill in. And
sure.
So far, so good. But again, like everything else, we got to continue to make strides and improve, because, like you said, that can often, you know, special teams can be a difference maker in those tight ball games.
Yeah, I mentioned this game is a Saturday night contest. Any different routine for your club heading into a Saturday night affair versus the traditional Friday contest?
Well, it is a little bit different, but because in the playoffs the last couple of years we have played on some Saturday nights,
yep.
You just kind of fall back on that. I think it's not so much different right now, but it'll be a little bit different next week when you got a short turnaround and you got to go back to playing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I told the kids, I said the trade-off this week is that for my money, my opinion, there's not a better stadium, high school stadium, that you can play in the area than, you know, Sidney Memorial Stadium. It's just, you know, I was luckily, you know, there when I was at Bell Fountain when we played there, and it's just, I think it's a great atmosphere. There's no track, so the stands are right there. It's, you know, gorgeous facility and field. So while it kind of throws you out of the routine, I think the trade-off is pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Layman will see a three-base defense. You'll attack a little more, be a little more aggressive in that base three this year.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think we've been trying to stress. We're not the biggest team, so you know where we're trying to rely offensively, defensively, special teams is trying to be you know faster and quicker, and defensively that equates to you know being more aggressive and trying to create some turnovers or negative plays, and you know with that you got to be disciplined though, because you can very easily be over aggressive and put yourself in a bad position. So you still want to be sound, but yeah, we've been trying to disguise a little bit more this year and be more aggressive in some areas and opportunities.
And finally, a quick thumbnail sketch of Layman, a club you've seen on tape, having beaten Lima Perry in week one.
Well, you're still kind of in this time of the year where it's really hard to judge, because you know, most teams, while they're preparing to play other teams, most teams, I would assume, are like us, where you're still kind of trying to figure out what you're really good at.
Yeah.
So you're trying to factor that in as well. You know, what I have seen on film is, you know, they have made improvements from last year. I think they're being more aggressive in what I've seen from their defense. Some of their kids are obviously a year older now and have grown a little bit more, and I know their numbers are up a little bit too, and, you know, that got our attention with their week one victory. So, just like any week, you know, we got to be ready to come out and play.
New Bremen head coach Chris Schmidt. He is in year number 8 at the helm of the Cardinals program. He alluded to last year, New Bremen was ousted in the playoffs by Tri-Village, finished 8-4. Lehman Catholic last season won just one game. We're going to take a lengthy 2-minute break, return with starting lineups. It is a sun-drenched Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Both teams waiting to come back out onto the gridiron. And we'll have the kickoff in 4 or 5 minutes. Lehman Catholic hosting New Bremen. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We rejoin you here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Lehman Catholic will receive the opening kickoff. New Bremen will be booting from south to the north. And the wind is blowing pretty much crossways from east to west here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will have Donovan O'Leary at quarterback, 6'4", 210, a junior. In the offensive backfield, Hayden Seaver, 5'8", 140, a senior. Nathan Solman, 5'9", 170, a senior. The wideouts, Seth Kanapke, Dylan Geisey. They pair at the wide receiver spots. You'll see a lot of A.J. Newsom in the offensive backfield as well. Newsom, 6 feet, 200-pounder, and a senior. On the offensive line, Ethan Stiver at center. William Ford and Jace Olding, a freshman at the tackles. Seth Kennedy and J.D. Barhorst are the guards. A tight end wideout could be Justin Chapman tonight. Hasn't played football since the sixth grade. 6'8", 235-pounder. Opening kickoff by New Bremen. Well done. Corner of the gridiron. Retrieved by Lehman Catholic down around the 11 or 12-yard line. And the best the Cavaliers can do is short of the 15 on the return.
Well, the up back whiffed on these block, and he had a straight run at him. Just pushed him out of bounds at the 15.
The ball is marked for play right at the 15, and that's where Lehman Catholic starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Lehman wearing the blue jerseys, blue headgear, a lot of gold piping and trim, white pants. New Bremen Cardinals, white tops and bottoms, bright gold helmets, a lot of Cardinal New Bremen red trim on the uniform.
The referee didn't like the football. Why wouldn't you have inspected the football probably about 20 minutes ago?
I think the heat has taken us all by surprise. Quite warm, temperature dropping quickly. Still might very well be low 80s.
Oh, I bet.
Getting into the upper 70s. First play from scrimmage, Donovan O'Leary on the handoff. And the runner for the Cavaliers is Salmon, bangs outside left tackle, picks up 2.5 or 3, and that's it. Hunter Schaefer goes both ways for New Bremen. Fine running back, plays at a linebacking spot defensively, and he was in there on the hit. Second down and about 8 yards to go for Lehman. Give the ball carrier 2 on the first play from scrimmage. Two backs staggered in the offensive backfield. It is O'Leary under center. Handoff right tackle. New Bremen smothers it at the 18-yard line. Solman is buried. Two running plays. A net plus 3 for Lehman Catholic. The Cardinals very stout against the run here to open the game.
Now, the defensive line occupied the offensive lineman, and nobody could get to 25. I don't have any roster, so I can't tell you who it is. But
Dylan Bambauer, outstanding linebacker.
Boy, he filled the hole and just stuffed it.
He's joined by Ben Saylor at linebacker, along with Hunter Schaefer, a trio of very good ones. Third down, 7 to go for Lehman Catholic. Opening 2 minutes of the game. New Bremen leaping offside. Did Lehman trigger the jump by New Bremen?
I don't think so.
Nope. 5 yards stepped off against the Cardinals. Very close to first down yardage. Just shy of it. It makes it third and much more manageable for Lehman. Third down, about 5 feet to go for a first down at the 24-yard line of the Cavaliers. No score. Opening couple minutes of play. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Donovan O'Leary. The 6'4 quarterback is in the spread. Here comes the pressure. He lofts it long down the near side. It's high and well over the head of Chapman, about whom we spoke in the starting lineups. Chapman, 6 feet, 8 inches tall, 235 pounds. That play had no chance.
Well, that was your third and about a yard and a half, and you throw a fade. I'm not sure what that call is, but they didn't ask me, so.
Stallman back to punt for Lehman inside his 10. Big win for Lehman Catholic last week. Comforting to know that Lehman's already won as many this year as it won all last season, a single game.
Well, that wasn't a very good snap.
We've got a bad snap rolling inside the 10, the 5. It's at the goal line. Lehman pops on the football, and it might have been better for Lehman had the ball been nudged a little bit by Solman and gone into the end zone. He could have fallen on it for a safety. But on fourth down, he falls on it on the 1 foot line, and New Bremen takes over.
Well, you talked about special teams to New Bremen before the game. Bad, that was a terrible snap, and it's got them in dire straits to start the game.
And New Bremen to the line of scrimmage on first and goal from just outside the goal line. It's David Holman, the quarterback, takes the snap in the spread at the 6, and he waltzes in untouched for the score. You talk about a gift, 6 points the first 2 minutes.
That was a gift. And yeah, they really don't need to help New Bremen. They're pretty good without that.
Yeah, very well said. I hearken back to the recovery by Solman. Somehow, some way, if you can tip that ball away from your body just a little bit further and pounce on it on the goal line, it's a two-point safety, not a six-point touchdown.
Right. And now you're kicking from your own 20, but, you know, you're thinking just get on the ball at that point. I can understand him not thinking that through.
Yeah, it's a very tricky choice in the heat of the moment. Here is the extra point try by the New Bremen Cardinals. It is popped up and through. It is good. New Bremen's extra point try right down the middle, and the New Bremen Cardinals, in a minute 50 seconds, take the lead over Lehman Catholic, 7-0. Hunter Schaefer rammed the PAT right between the posts. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in a deep hole right out of the chute behind 7-0 to New Bremen. Bad snap and punt formation by Lehman Catholic. Solman, the punter, recovers the poor hike way back inside the 1. Not on the goal line for a safety, but at the 1. It was fourth down. New Bremen took over right away. Holman punched it in, and it's a 7-0 score. Kickoff here by New Bremen, well through the end zone. And Lehman Catholic will start first and 10, and it's imperative that Lehman, I think, at least flips the field here, Chuck, and doesn't give up another short touchdown drive by the Cardinals.
And that'll probably be New Bremen's easiest touchdown drive of the year. One play, half a yard.
Right. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Receiver to the left by his lonesome, flanked 15 yards. And the quarterback, Donovan O'Leary, fakes on the play to Solman, keeps, and he somersaults to the 21, and he took a nosedive right there. Second down, 9 for the Cavaliers.
That was Ben Saylor, and boy, did he hit him low, and that was a nice tackle.
Yep, Saylor does the punting for this club, and as I mentioned, plays some tight end as a linebacker. He's a veteran, 6'1", 184, a senior. We'll call his name a lot tonight for sure. We played 2.5 minutes, 7-0 New Bremen. Lehman lines up 2nd and 9 at its own 21. Three receivers are split. O'Leary under center this time. It is a fake on the jet sweep, inside handoff left guard, and the ball carrier plows Newsom Burrows to the 25, over it to the 26. Nice advance, leaving Lehman short by four of a first down, third down coming up. Hunter Schaefer. Another one of those real good New Bremen LBs in there on the stop. Third and 3.5 to go for a first down against some defenses, Chuck, that's manageable. Against a lot of MAC defenses, it's not on the ground.
It's long yards against the MAC.
Here's Lehman trying to run it, nice. And they do. It's a good one. A hole opens up, and the ball carrier, Nathan Solman, slides outside left guard, got to the 30, then took it toward the New Bremen sideline and scurried to the 40. He picked up about 13 and a first down.
That was very strong because he got hit right in the hole, and he pulled away from the defender and picked up the extra 11 yards. So that was going to be stopped.
Solman, 5'9", 170. Is he a human bowling ball, Chuck?
Well, he's awfully strong, and the name Solman has been, they've been running backs here at Lehman for, I think, the last, what, 40 years?
Yes, indeed. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter, New Bremen 7, Lehman nothing. Cavaliers have the ball at their own 40. Eight defenders in the box for New Bremen, and Lehman runs it right up the middle, the plunge to the 45-yard line. Good for a plus five, second and five. Solman again, wrapped up by Hunter Schaefer. Lehman's offensive line has done good work on the last two plays, which have generated a total of 13 yards on the ground. Lehman can get a first down at midfield. 7:40 left, opening quarter. New Bremen 7, Lehman nothing. Line of scrimmage, the 45. Receiver split left and right. O'Leary under center. Boy, 7 in the box for New Bremen. They put pressure on the offensive line of Lehman, and it's a run blitz and a tackle for a loss back at the 42 or 43.
That was Bambauer again. That kid is gets off the ball quickly.
Yep, Dylan Bambauer, linebacker, New Bremen, which features a host of good ones. 6'1", 181, a senior. So it's third down and nearly 7 to go for a first down for the Cavaliers at their own 43. 6:54 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0 New Bremen. Trips to the right for Donovan O'Leary, who's in the shotgun now. Here comes blitz pressure. O'Leary's 15 yards behind the line. Floats a pass near sideline for Solman, way up and over his head at the 46. So, Solman will have to punt for Lehman, hoping for far better results than on the first punt formation.
O'Leary running for his life right on the snap that time. He didn't even have a chance to look downfield.
New Bremen, two deep men back at the 30. One on the far side of the hash, one on the near. Snap to Holman, and it's a rugby-style kick, and it's not a very good one. Pressure was on him. He lofted it way up in the stratosphere above the 50-yard line. It lands and takes a New Bremen bounce.
A two-yard punt.
2 yards? Is that what it was?
Two-yard punt.
Well.
Which was better than the last one.
Yes, it was. A bad snap on the first punt formation from Lehman gave New Bremen a first and goal inside the one. Here, a two-yard kick by Lehman, and New Bremen has a first and 10 at the Cavaliers 45, already up 7-0. David Holman, outstanding quarterback, a senior. He guides the show. He's 5 yards behind the line, a one-step drop, quick out in the flat. Reception made at the 40, and the receiver is rammed right now.
And it was Solman again on that side of the ball. Nice tackle.
Solman drilled the young man for New Bremen who hauled in the forward pass. And that was Dickey out in the right flat. He was hammered immediately. Play did go for plus six. New Bremen can get a first down at the 35. Here is Holman in the offensive backfield. Delayed handoff to Schaefer. Schaefer outside right tackle. He's on the edge. Gets to the boundary. Tight ropes the sideline inside the 35. Tripped up at the Lehman 32. And he's got the first down. Nate Solman, busy man so far in there on the hit for Lehman. He was assisted by Wyatt Earhart. New Bremen just outside the Lehman 30. Deep handoff, offensive backfield at Schaefer. He motors, he maneuvers, wow. Gets a block down the right sideline, dashing to the pylon, in for the touchdown. I'm not sure he was touched.
What a cut he had at the line of scrimmage. He stopped Barry Sanders-esque, went straight sideways and cut it up the field. Oh, that was impressive.
In the hole, what a jump cut by Hunter Schaefer, and New Bremen leads it 13-0. We're less than 6 minutes in, or I should say less than 7 minutes in.
They've run four plays. They got two touchdowns.
That's a pretty good efficiency, I would say.
Yeah, not bad.
Fine production for New Bremen, which has benefited, I should say, from very good field position. Here is the PAT try by Hunter Schaefer. He's got it. Two in a row for him. That was right down the middle. New Bremen with a 14-0 advantage. 5:32 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
New Bremen, a heavy favorite tonight. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, a big-time underdog, and it's gone as expected through the first 6 minutes plus. 14-0 New Bremen. Kickoff by Hunter Schaefer through the end zone, and Lehman starts first and 10 from its 20.
Well, you got a bad snap on their first punt attempt, and they end up on the one-yard line for their first score. That was a two-yard punt that set them up at midfield and took them four plays, and boom. 14-0.
An entirely different set of issues for Lehman than Sydney had in the third quarter last night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. 30-0 field, but nonetheless, Lehman, like Sydney, shooting itself in the foot. And the quarterback, Donovan O'Leary, is deep in the pocket, inside the 15, inside the 10, sacked at about the 6. Let's see where forward progress is marked, maybe up at the 9.
And that was Bam Bauer again. Boy, he was on him before he could even look down the field.
Lehman Catholic is retreating, going backwards. Second down and a whole bunch. Every bit of 20 to go for a first down from the Lehman Catholic 10-yard line. Excellent crowd across the way from New Bremen,
yep,
here for this game tonight.
And there's a toga party going on in the student section.
You're right, exactly. Here's a long pass down the right side, but Donovan O'Leary, pretty well thrown at the 35-yard line, just out of the reach of the intended receiver, who is scurrying down the near side. It was Chapman who was trying to outrun that throw, just couldn't quite reach it.
Well, he looked over the wrong shoulder to start, and then when he had to try to turn, that is a tough catch.
Good idea for Lehman Catholic trying to spring a bomb to Chapman in an effort to work the Cavaliers out of a hole at the 10-yard line, third and 20 to go. Two receivers right, a couple to the left. O'Leary takes the snap at the 4. He's in the end zone right now, and it's a middle screen. It's caught at the 10, run after catch to the 19, 11 shy of a first down. Pretty good-looking play O'Leary to Newsom. Got back a chunk of yards, but Lehman's out of downs. Fourth down, must kick it. And New Bremen will get the football in Lehman's half of the field again, no doubt.
Looks like the wind's kind of, the flags are all hanging almost straight down, so let's get a good snap and a good punt.
Hopefully third time is a charm punting the football for Lehman. and it's end over end by Solomon, very low. Lands on the turf about 20 yards downfield over the 30 and scoots to the 41 or 42, and that's where New Bremen starts. First down, 10 yards to go. New Bremen has played this game offensively entirely in layman's end. 3:53 to go here in the first quarter. It is New Bremen 14, Layman Catholic nothing. And here come the Cardinals to the line of scrimmage. Far stands adorned in that New Bremen Cardinal red. Man in motion across the formation. Ball faked to him by Holman. Holman keeps, zigzags to the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, and reaches out to the 38-yard line of Layman. It is going to be second down and about six. New Bremen Cardinals beat Lima Bath last week 28-0. New Bremen kicks into Midwest Athletic Conference play next week. Layman Catholic tackles Waynesfield Goshen in the Three Rivers Conference. Here's a handoff to Schaefer, picking his way in the offensive backfield. Tries to dance to the outside, kicks it toward the sideline, and he's pushed to the boundary inside the 35 at the 34. He nudged his way downfield for a few more yards. Third and a couple for New Bremen at the 34 of Layman Catholic. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Let's see what is up New Bremen's sleeve here.
That's four down territory, so they could pretty much run anything.
Uh-huh. Wide receiver far left, single covered. Holman keeps, rams to the right, and cuts it back at the point of attack and stretches out to about the 31 or 32, very close to first down yardage. Chain is advanced forward. A new set of four for the Cardinals at the Cavaliers 32.
Not a real good push that time by the New Bremen offensive line, but Holman made it happen.
Cardinals up front feature Nolan Kenning at center, Jack Saylor, Evan Eich, Carter Elking, and Marcus Spielman are the other four, along with the center, Kenning. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to go opening period on the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field scoreboard. First and 10, Cardinals, 32 of Layman. In the spread is Holman. Pump fake, looks, middle of the field, wide open receiver, no one around, nobody in sight whatsoever, and Aaron Thiemann calls for a fair catch at the goal line, and it's a touchdown for the Cardinals.
Yeah, 32 yards, and boy, you talk about wide open.
Thiemann caught six last week for New Bremen against Lima Bath. He's the go-to guy when Holman goes up top. Missed assignment for the Cavaliers in the secondary.
He just went right down the center of the field. I can't believe that nobody. They must have split the safeties.
Extra point try by Hunter Schaefer. It's tipped by Layman at the line of scrimmage, but it sails up and over. Not artistic, but it counts. New Bremen 21, Layman Catholic nothing. 2:15 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
It is all New Bremen Cardinals here in the first 10 minutes of this game tonight at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. The visiting team has amassed a 21-0 lead. Another touchdown a moment ago. Kickoff is through the end zone by Schaefer.
Eight plays. They run eight plays, scored three touchdowns.
Is that pretty good production?
It's going to win some games for you.
Highly efficient. So does that mean if they run 32 plays tonight, they'll score 12 touchdowns?
Well, I hope they call off the dogs before that.
Right. And I'm sure head coach Chris Schmidt in his eighth year at New Bremen would do just that. Lehman Catholic needs to flip the field at least here. Can't give up any more points the entire rest of this half, that's for sure. Quarterback is O'Leary, fakes the inside handoff, gives to the second man on the counter to the left. He slides down behind the line and gets pounced on right there at about the 17-yard line. Ball carrier was Seth Kanapke for the Cavaliers, who came back from his slot position. And it goes for a minus four.
Their last three plays, they've lost 2, 10, and 3.
Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. O'Leary's been in a mix of positions in the offensive backfield, under center, and in the spread. He's in the shotgun right now. There is a premature move in the offensive backfield by Lehman, and it will cost the Cavaliers five more.
So it's, but that's what happens. I mean, New Bremen is just coming at them now. They know they're going to throw the football. And if you're a back and you want to get in your route, or you're picking up the blitz, and that's what happened that time. He just got antsy and just jumped.
I think you're right, Chuck, because Lehman knows the Cardinals will put on the heat, and the backs have got to be ready to pick up pressure.
Absolutely, or get out to be a safety valve pass.
Right. O'Leary is under center here. Line of scrimmage is the 12 of Lehman. Second down and 18 or 19 to go for a first down. O'Leary escapes trouble in the offensive backfield and uncorks a long bomb at the 50-yard line. Backpedaling, the Lehman receiver cannot reel it in. It's Kanapke, almost got it. Single coverage, close but no cigar. Cavaliers nearly made it work. Would have been a big gainer to midfield. Instead, it is third down, nearly 20 to go for a first down for Lehman at the Cavaliers 12. And Lehman takes a timeout, 73 seconds to go in the first quarter. New Bremen 21, Lehman nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Head coach Chris Cash of Lehman Catholic took a timeout before this third and 19. Well, Lehman would love to pick it up. Won't be easy. O'Leary back at his four. He's going to zip out of trouble. Heads toward the far sideline, being pursued by two or three white jerseys. Out of bounds he goes after gaining small yardage up to the 15. Fourth down, Lehman's got to punt again. This will be at least the fourth punt?
Yeah, and they've switched punters now. It's number 11.
You're so right, Chuck. New punter in for the Cavaliers. And it's a Turner Lachey, who is a cornerback for the Cavs. And he tries it. and it's better. Hits at the 39, takes a big hop over midfield. New Bremen tracks it down and returns it across the 50, down inside the 40 of Lehman. Tackle made in front of the Cardinals bench, right at the 35-yard line again. Yep. A drive starts on the Lehman side of the 50.
Well, if Lehman doesn't get any offense going, this game's going to be, it's probably over now, but it's going to be over by halftime for sure. I made the comment to you during the pregame, watching, they had about six kids out there that were all punting, which tells you they don't have a punter if they got six kids trying before the game. And so far, not been their strength.
Exactly. And New Bremen has taken advantage. Field position once again. 35-yard line of Lehman. Here's a sweep to the left by the Cardinals. Running room to the outside. And finally, pursuit by the Cavaliers. It is Turner Lachey who brings down the ball carrier, who almost got free. Good run on the play by Gugeg. Gugeg, a 5'9", 180-pound running back for the Cardinals. Almost got to daylight, but yep, it's wiped out a penalty.
That was an obvious hold, and it was right in the middle of the field. Three officials saw it.
New line of scrimmage for New Bremen, 43-yard line of the Cavaliers. New Bremen can get a first down, down at the 25. Scoreboard reads first and 15. That's not correct. It's more like first down.
18.
Mm-hmm. That's right on. Deep drop by Holman at his 48, and he hustles the pass down the right side. Good coverage by Lehman, and it's overthrown at the 21. So it's going to be second down for the Cardinals. Line of scrimmage, the Lehman 43. Scoreboard clock stopped on the incompletion with four ticks remaining in the first quarter. New Bremen up 21-0. Here come the Cardinals to the line of scrimmage. Slots left and right. Receiver flanked right. Gugeg in motion. Holman keeps. Bucks right up the middle. He's got a nice avenue. He spilled inside the 35. Ball came out late. Turf may have caused it. Fumble is ruled to be in New Bremen's favor. I don't think the fumble was even allowed.
No, they called it down on the ground.
Yep, inside the 35 as the Cardinals got back what they lost in the penalty. And the first quarter comes to a close. New Bremen 21, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, which is hosting us for the second night in a row. We covered Sydney Tippecanoe last night, won by the Red Devils 34-20. New Bremen here leads 21-0. Third and six at the Lehman 34. It is Holman trying to scoot around right end, breaks a tackle, makes another man miss, stays on his feet, pounds to the 26. David Holman, a quarterback, looking more like a fullback on that play.
He's a strong kid. And that was a nice tackle. It kept him from getting the first down. It's going to be fourth and one.
Opening half minute, second quarter of play. It's been all New Bremen here tonight. The Cardinals are knocking on the door for more. Must convert a fourth down play here from the 26 of the Cavaliers. Two receiver split. Gukeg far left. Here is a running play between left tackle and guard. The crevice opens, and the Cardinals bust through it for about five and a first down to the 21 of Lehman. Cardinals lead at 21-0. You do not have a continuous clock in the first half. The spread must reach, Chuck, what is it, 30?
30.
30 points? Okay. So if in the third quarter we get a 30-point separation between the two, the clock would rarely stop. Here's a quick look in by Holman. It is batted up in the air, and it is picked off by Lehman at the 11-yard line. Holman threw a bullet into traffic, and it was forearmed by a Lehman Catholic defender. The ball went floating up above three or four players, and Lehman came down with it, and New Bremen's drive is halted.
Well, I'm gonna give the quarterback a break on that one. Hit his receiver right in the hands, and he didn't catch it.
Holman had a lot of steam on that ball.
He threw it hard, no doubt.
Yep, he did.
Should have been caught.
First and 10 for Lehman. Cavaliers familiar with being deep in their own territory.
And looking into the sun now.
Yep. This is where they've played the game the entire evening, inside their own 20. And the running play on first and 10 is stuffed right at the 10-yard line. Solomon is smothered. No gain. Second and 10, Cavaliers. So Lehman, which picked off three last week, has got four intercepts now, Chuck, in a little over five quarters of play.
Well, that's good ball hawking. That's hard for me to say.
10 minutes left to go. Second quarter of action. It is 21-0 in favor of New Bremen. To the line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers, O'Leary under center. I formation look now. Here comes blitz pressure. O'Leary behind the line of scrimmage is bear hugged at the two. The ball flies loose. New Bremen's got it in the end zone. Is it a touchdown? Is it a safety? Who's got the football, Chuck?
It's a safety.
It is a safety.
Hit him at the one. He gave it up, and they fell on it. But he fell on it in the end zone, so...
Did the Cavaliers manage to pounce on the football?
He fell on it, but it was 3 yards deep in the end zone. That's a safety. He got hit before he could even take a step back.
No, New Bremen recovered.
No, this is the extra point.
So it's not a safety.
Well, no, wait a second.
It's a touchdown for New Bremen.
Wow.
Which jarred the ball loose from O'Leary just inside the field of play at about the one or two. And New Bremen had two white jerseys on it. O'Leary was scrambling for it. It looked at first like he might have recovered it. No dice. The official gives the touchdown to New Bremen, although I thought the mechanics...
the guy gave a safety signal in the end zone.
I thought he did, too. That's why I said the word...
Me, too.
...safety initially. But it's a touchdown for New Bremen. Hunter Schaefer's extra point is perfect. And the New Bremen Cardinals have stormed to a 28-0 lead in the first 14 minutes of this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, the New Bremen Cardinals continue to make the most of Lehman's very poor field position in this game. Donovan O'Leary was just hit at about the 1.5 or 2 yard line. On the most recent play, the ball was popped way up into the air. He was jarred. Hit very solidly. Recovery in the end zone by New Bremen. Extra point good. Kickoff by the Cardinals. Down inside the 10-yard line And the Layman Catholic Cavaliers will start from their 10. Special teams for Layman, not good in this contest so far.
I don't think any real phase of their game. It's hard to say anything about the defense because the defense has been under fire from the very beginning of the game.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, Layman's D has played under duress all night long. New Bremen takes a timeout, 9:45 to go in the second quarter. New Bremen 28, Layman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including a new one, the Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do. The Cutaway Styling Salon, owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack. I'm a basketball coach doing a football game. But you can't run wide. I don't know why you even think you can run wide on this team. They haven't been able to do anything out there. They're going to have to get something established between the tackles.
Yep. During our Cutaway Styling Salon message, Layman Catholic lost 8 yards on first and 10 at their own 10, and they run from the 2 right up the middle, and they get back nearly the 8, and it's third down and 11. 8 minutes, 48 seconds left to go until halftime. 28 to nothing in favor of New Bremen. Cavaliers, under most circumstances, would probably throw the football here, but I'm not sure if Donovan O'Leary is going to get nearly enough time, Chuck.
Well, that's the key. You can call all the plays you want, but somebody's got to give him a chance.
New Bremen's defense has had its way with Layman's offensive line. That is for sure. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage on third and 11. O'Leary, inside handoff, ball carrier. Newsom stuffed at the 7. Boy, he was belted down low and up high at the same time. Lost a couple more. Fourth down for Layman. Punt formation for the Cavaliers for, what, the 6th or 7th time already?
And, again, kicking from their own end zone.
Clock running, under 8 to go in the second quarter. Familiar scene. New Bremen deep men on punt returns lining up on the Layman side of the 50. The kick to the 39, return up the near hash, then swerving to the left goes the return man, David Holman. He's got a wall down the left side, and Alley at the 20 makes a man miss, a block at the 15. Inside the 10 goes Holman of New Bremen. He's finally wrapped up at the 7.
Boy, that was a couple, I won't say numbers, but that was a couple of really poor attempts to try to tackle him before he got himself going upfield. Nobody wanted to make contact with him.
Holman is a load, that's for sure. 7:32 left, second quarter. Layman Catholic trails New Bremen 28-0. Line of scrimmage is the 7 of the Cavaliers. Touchdown here would push the lead to 34. And if you're up by 34 in the second half, the clock runs continuously. We've still got over half the second quarter to go, however.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is... I thought it might be kind of like this.
And it is. Layman Catholic just cannot get anything done in a positive way. Offensively, special teams... did manage to make a pick against New Bremen to thwart one drive. Are you looking for work? Well, you can let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask mandate, GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including ones in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. New Bremen, first and goal inside the 10. Holman fakes the handoff to the right, keeps. He runs left, rams to about the 2. He garners 5. Goal to go from the 2-yard line for the New Bremen Cardinals.
That was Donovan O'Leary who made the play that time. Good tackle.
O'Leary cut the pins out from under Holman, saved a touchdown run by New Bremen. Second and goal from the 2 for the Cardinals. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. 28-0 New Bremen. Receiver far right, one to the left. It's Holman in the offensive backfield behind Hunter Schaefer, and he dances into the end zone untouched, skipping to pay dirt for 6 more. He made it look so simple. One man interference in front. Hunter Schaefer cleared the way, and Holman romped in behind him. 34-0 Cardinals, 6:56 left till halftime. Extra point try by Schaefer. He is 4-for-4 already tonight, aiming for 5-for-5. Ball spotted down, kicked by Schaefer, up and away. It's curling to the left. He overcooked it just a little bit. It is no good. About the only thing, in addition to the interception, New Bremen's done wrong all evening. Midway through the second, 34-0 New Bremen over Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, tonight these two teams did have building components, but Lehman needed to somehow control the football with the run game and flip the field. Neither one of those things has happened in this contest so far. New Bremen's had great field position. That's been a big building component for the Cardinals, and they have taken advantage. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Another New Bremen kickoff through the end zone. First and 10 Lehman from the Cavalier 20. What do we have, Chuck, so far in the way of net yards on the night for Lehman? Not very many, maybe a minus number?
No, I think it's a minus. They got 17, 20, 12, so they've got 1 yard rushing and 9 yards passing.
There we go. A plus 10 total?
That's what I got. I'm incredibly unofficial, though.
That's what you've got, and that's what we've got here.
It's close.
That's official in the press box. We may be the only two keeping track. 34-0 New Bremen, under 7 to play, second quarter. Donovan O'Leary under center. New Bremen faking the blitz. Flag flies.
Let's delay see. A game.
But if the Cardinals were causing a little disarray up front with linebackers acting as if they were going to blitz, and Lehman simply took too much time before the snap from center.
Yeah. Bambauer was coming up the middle, and they saw him, and it made O'Leary think a second.
and he didn't have a second.
Tell you what, New Bremen's linebackers have made a big mark on this game. First and 15, Lehman, Cavaliers 15-yard line. It's a run play right up the gut by Solomon, trying to get a crease. Has a little sliver of one to the 19-yard line. He got back the four or five following the penalty, so it's second down and 10 for Lehman at the Cavaliers 20 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. 34-0 New Bremen. Unless Lehman scores late in the second quarter to get this deficit down under 30, we'll have a running clock to start the second half. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage, and we got trips jumbled to the right. New Bremen showing blitz. Donovan O'Leary keeps the football, roams around the right end, puts his head down, and dives ahead to the 28-29. Couple short of a first down, third coming up. That's a part of that two-way threat for O'Leary that head coach Chris Cash talked about in the pregame.
Unfortunately, after that run, O'Leary is still on the ground.
Yep, he is shaken up on his back.
He's sitting up now.
Uh-huh, that's a good sign. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. I think we've got a new quarterback for Lehman.
Well, they had to have no choice. He had to come out of the game. It's number 11.
New QB, Turner Lachey. We've seen him in punt formation in this game tonight. He plays on defense for the Cavaliers. Inside handoff right up the gut. Ball carrier Burrows to the 30. Stalemated right there, but Solomon picked up the first down.
He got it by just as much as Barrett got against Michigan in that double overtime.
Oh, I remember that one. And that first down there by Lehman is what, second, third on the night?
That's their second.
5:26 to go, second quarter, 34-0. New Bremen leads, 31-yard line for the Cavaliers in their own end. The QB is Turner Lachey, 5'10", 160, a frosh. Snap to him. Gives Solomon to the line of scrimmage. Tries to spring it wide. Can't do it. Roll down at the 30. He lost one. Second down and 11. And that was real good pursuit on the play by the New Bremen Cardinals. Well done by Ben Saylor. Lehman's got a second and 11. Under five to play in the second quarter. Ball spotted near hash. At the 30. Lehman must reach the 41 for a first down.
And Lachey, they're having him go up under center. He's not in the shotgun at all.
You're right. Showing blitz pressure is New Bremen. Flag flies. Toss sweep to the right. Jet sweep right end. It's Solomon. Blitzes his way beyond the numbers into the New Bremen bench. 35-40, 42-yard line. As the play manufactures 11, but it might be negated motion against the Cavaliers.
Yep.
4:17 to go, second quarter, 34-0 New Bremen. Good-looking play that time by Lehman. Blocked well on the outside.
It was, and he started upfield about a half second too quickly, and that's where the flag came.
34-0 New Bremen. Late second quarter. Don't forget next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com and hopefully WMVR 105.5 FM. It is Anna hosting St. Henry. There's a counter back to the near side. Lehman runs it. A block at the point of attack. And the run from scrimmage good for a couple over the 30 to the 32. Seth Konapke, a minimal gain for the Cavaliers, setting up a third and 9.
I like that play. Little delay.
Yep, I do too. New Bremen, very perceptive on the defensive side of the ball. Experienced. Managed to shave that down to just a 2-yard run. Wide receiver flanked 15 yards to the right for Lachey, who's in the spread now for Lehman. Two backs alongside. And he fakes to Solomon, keeps. Lachey is buried back at the 26. A quarterback sack by New Bremen.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to run the option, kept it. I don't think either play was going to work.
Bottom line, Chuck, New Bremen's front seven have simply manhandled Lehman's offensive line.
They're absolutely better. Just face it. There's nobody sitting below us from Lehman that wouldn't say the same thing.
Right.
Well, maybe a couple of moms.
And New Bremen has taken advantage of super field position. Life made miserable for Lehman tonight. And here's a very short kick. The punter for Lehman goes down back at the 11-yard line. The kick trickles up to the 25 or 26, and that is it.
Well, the Lehman coaches are pointing, but once that ball hits the ground, he's not a punter anymore. He's a runner, so you can hit him even if he kicks the ball.
And Lachey was spilled on his backside down inside the 10-yard line. Gimpy getting up. O'Leary, the quarterback for Lehman, the number one man, already, I think, trudged off to the locker room.
No, he's walking right there. He's got his helmet in his hand, though.
He's back. Yep, there
not
he
a,
is.
Not a good sign when you're holding your helmet.
Right. And Lachey got smacked down on that last play in punt formation. He's the quarterback filling in for O'Leary. First and 10, New Bremen. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 25. And the Cardinals try to run the sweep to the left. Good pursuit by Lehman. Play strung out. Advance of 4. Down inside the 25 to the 23. Previous line of scrimmage was the 27-yard line. Second and 6 for New Bremen. 2:53 to go in the second quarter. 34-0 Cardinals. Ball marked for play just outside the 22 of the Cavaliers. I would imagine we will see 3 substitutions by New Bremen in the third quarter of this game. Inside handoff, Hunter Schaefer appears to be bottled up, but with good discipline, stays behind his offensive center and nudges down inside the 20, close to a first down at the 18-yard line.
It is a first down.
It is first and 10 for New Bremen. Ball marked for play just outside the 16. Last tackle made by Ethan Stiver for the Cavaliers, not before New Bremen picked up the first. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Holman deep drop, rolling right. He is back at the 25-yard line.
Wow.
Loops it down near the goal line, and it is hauled in by the Cardinals a yard short of the end zone. Super duper catch on the play, and we'll get the number of the young man who hauled it in. It was Grant Dickey. He caught a TD strike last week. Was it him or
Teeman,
number one?
Teeman.
Teeman caught it, not Dickey. Beautiful reception.
What a catch. I don't know how you even saw the ball.
He caught 6 last week, did Teeman, for New Bremen against Lima Bath. Running play to the left. It looks like it's Teeman lugging it, coding it down near the goal line, in for the touchdown. Teeman does it all the last 2 plays for New Bremen.
Well, I'm glad they gave him the ball there. He deserved the touchdown after that catch.
New Bremen Cardinals 40, Lehman Catholic nothing. 92 seconds left in the second quarter. Extra point try coming up here for Schaefer for New Bremen. The other specialist, Ben Saylor, punter for New Bremen, has been very little used. Have the Cardinals punted at all tonight, Chuck?
No.
He hasn't been used, period.
They've scored every time they had the ball.
Schaefer's, except the one pick.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Except for that one. Schaefer's PAT is center cut in the middle. 41-0 New Bremen. Very late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Another Hunter Schaefer kickoff through the end zone. 92 seconds left, second quarter. Lehman starts from its 20, down 41 zip.
And the Cardinal will get the football to start the second half. We'll probably see their offense one more time, and that'll be the end of it.
And who is quarterbacking for Lehman Catholic? Is O'Leary back in there, Chuck?
Yeah, he's back out there.
That's a good sight to see. O'Leary shaken up several plays ago. Gives it to Solomon. Solomon scampers to the line of scrimmage. Angles to the outside. Beyond the hash mark at the numbers in front of the New Bremen bench. He's pulled down at the 26. He raced for 6. Second down and 4.
He's a little gimpy, too.
We near the 1 minute mark here in the second quarter. 41-0 New Bremen. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers want to do their very best at this point, Chuck, to play the rest of this game as injury-free as possible. So they'll have virtually all weapons ready for the Three Rivers Conference play. Here come the Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. 25-yard line, inside handoff, Solomon. Solomon right up the gut, reaches to the 28, then he's shoved back. He got a couple more, 3rd and 2 for Lehman. Final 20 seconds, second quarter of play. Well, Chuck will provide us with stats at the halftime break, brought to you by American Architectural Glass and a brand new sponsor, Schnipple Construction. That will be followed by about a 7-minute conversation with Dr. Tom Stein, the acting president of Lehman Catholic. He'll be our guest via a recorded conversation. That's all coming up at the half. Final seconds tick off. That's it. 2 quarters of play in the books. New Bremen 41, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It is New Bremen 41 and Layman Catholic nothing through two quarters of play. Obviously, halftime stats heavily in favor of the visiting Cardinals who lead it 41-0, Chuck.
Yeah, the only thing that's kind of skewed in a score 41 points, you only have 144 yards, but they didn't have to do anything. They got the ball in layman's territory repeatedly in the first half. They ran the ball 14 times for 94 yards. Lohman was 3 of 5. For 50 yards with one touchdown, one interception, 144 total yards, three first downs, and that turnover. Layman, on the other hand, ran the ball 22 times for 31 yards, 1 of 5 throwing it for 9 yards, 40 total yards in the first half. Two first downs and did turn the ball over one time on a fumble that turned into a touchdown.
What do you see positive from Layman Catholic here in the first two quarters? What can the Cavaliers build on in the second half and in weeks ahead?
Well, they need to really shore up a little bit their offensive line. I mean, New Bremen is just having a field day running through the line and into the backfield. They have really no time to get their offense, to get the scheme going. I don't know. I mean, I like O'Leary. I like Salmon. I think that they just got some real struggles up front, and I don't think this is something they're going to fix tonight.
41-0, New Bremen, mighty potent. Obviously, some gift scores, including the opening one to start the game when Solman for Layman Catholic couldn't receive a punt, or I should say couldn't receive a snap from center while in punt formation. He went back, recovered the football. Lo and behold, he was not in the end zone. If so, it would have been a safety. He recovered it about a foot short, and New Bremen took over, scored on the next play, and it's been all uphill for Layman Catholic ever since. Field position has been the Cavaliers' worst enemy.
Well, yeah, they've given New Bremen a lot of life, and New Bremen doesn't need any help, so bad combination.
Again, the halftime score is New Bremen 41, Layman Catholic nothing. We'll return here to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field in a couple of minutes. Our halftime sponsor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
I am Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where tonight the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers are trailing the New Bremen Cardinals 41-0 at the halftime break. The acting president of Lehman Catholic is Dr. Tom Stein. Dr. Stein became connected with Lehman a couple of years ago when he began service as a member of the Lehman Catholic Board of Limited Jurisdiction. Tom has a wealth of experience in education and leadership. He's the perfect person to help guide Lehman Catholic for future success. He brings significant leadership to Lehman. His professional background includes more than 43 years in higher ed administration. Most recently, he served as vice president of enrollment and marketing of Westminster College. And he holds a Master of Science in Secondary Education Administration and also a Doctor of Philosophy in Higher Ed from the University of Toledo. We talked to Dr. Stein earlier this week at Lehman Catholic, and he mentioned his initial connection with Lehman a couple years ago when he became a steward, a member of the Lehman Catholic Board of Limited Jurisdiction.
Yes, I had. I'd been asked just 2 years ago to get involved by their one of their board members, who's now the president of the board, Randy Sievers, asked me if I would be interested in having known so many people who have gone through here and how successful they've been and really having a love for the school through family connections as well. I decided that I would become part of the board and help them out. And when they had an opening this past year for the presidency, they were looking for somebody to fill the spot until they got somebody in here on a full-time basis, and I said sure, I would help them out and help the school out as and really give back to the community and what I was doing, and with higher ed and bring that experience here and help keep the ship going in the right direction. So I have enjoyed it.
Now, you spent a lot of your younger life in Piqua here in West Central Ohio, so you were very familiar with Layman Catholic, and then gained valuable experience at a number of colleges and universities in administrative positions, including quite a few years in a vice presidential capacity.
Yes, that is. Vice president in charge of enrollment. Mm-hmm. And in that capacity, I worked with the board members as well as other vice presidents and really setting forth policy and direction for the school, and really got to know quite a bit about how universities and colleges function. And that was very helpful in bringing that down to this level, knowing what colleges and universities are looking for from high schools. And that, I think, has been beneficial in stepping in here and making sure that we stay a strong college prep high school moving forward. And I think that is the direction Layman is headed and has been for 50 years and will continue to be.
So a belated congratulations to you on your appointment last spring as the president of Layman. What's it been like March to August with school starting up right now?
Yes, we're on our first day of school. We just completed it, and it's been a good start. We had a rally at the end of the day and had ice cream for the students and a bi-class meeting for each of the four classes. But leading up to it, there was some holes to fill. We had six teacher positions we had to fill this summer, and glad to say we did that, because I've been hearing through the news that a lot of schools still have openings, and we have people that want to be at a Catholic institution teaching, and it's really paying off for Layman to get some good quality people in here with very good background in talking, you know, in English classes and foreign language classes, science and theology. So it's really helping out. That was a big part of the summer. And then we actually were able to start our cafeteria back this year with a cook and an assistant cook, and that grew out of one of the local vendors stepping back from serving the school, and us being able to fill that void with actually home-cooked meals, so to speak, right here at the school. And so far that's been well received with the idea, and we're looking forward to that moving in the right direction throughout the school year.
And what's the phrase? Food for thought. Food equates to good learning, right?
It really does, and especially when it's fresh and hot.
Exactly. Increased enrollment, balanced budget.
Yes, we have both of those, and we're very proud of that as well. We started the year with a balanced budget from last year and from the previous year, and we look forward to making that continuing forward, because we do have an increase in enrollment. We don't have a large increase, but it is an increase. And in this day and age, when a lot of schools are declining, and being a private school, we're pleased to say that we are actually growing.
Highlight the connection with the partner schools that you've got.
We have Troy with St. Patrick's. We have Holy Angels here in Sydney, and then Piqua Catholic are the three main partner schools. And then we have several other smaller churches in the community and the Beacons of Light that are bringing students to us as far away as Greenville and Vandalia and north up through Anna and Botkins, clear out to Maria Stein. So we're pleased with where we're drawing students from. And we have an international flair, too. We have four international students here, one from Germany and three from Spain. So it's a nice connection to have.
We're talking with Dr. Tom Stein, interim president, Layman Catholic. He's our guest at the half of Layman Catholic football, which has a new head football coach here for 2022, Chris Cash.
And Chris is following in a long tradition of strong football coaches here, following in the heels of Coach Roll and Chuck Asher and Bob Heiler, some big names for this area to say have coached at Layman. And Chris has some big shoes to fill stepping forward, but so far we're looking for good things. Started off the year last year, or last week I should say, with a win over Lima Perry, so we'll see how the year continues in the Tri Rivers League and go from there.
academically as the new school year begins. You've undertaken a creative block modular schedule.
Yes, we have, and the teachers have bought into that and are embracing that, and it's really giving the students more of a in-depth breadth time to study a subject and really get more out of the classroom instead of that 45 minutes. They have almost an hour and a half of class time where they can really break into modules with groups of students and really talk in-depth with the professor or the teacher and get to know more about a subject matter, which is really in their best interest.
And a popular new criminology program is in place.
We've started criminology here, and it's at capacity with the number of seats in the classroom, and we're looking for that to take off and be a big plus for us moving forward.
Another extremely popular program is the AP College Prep for Credit. You can't beat it.
Well, you can't. You can't. With what's happening with students being able to get college credit sitting here at Lehman through Edison State and through AP classes, it really does add a big benefit for what we have to offer our students.
Talk about annual fund goals and what this mission will help accomplish.
Well, every year we set a goal for fundraising, and this year we're pushing that even higher. We would like to see $650 in annual fund raised, with really $200,000 coming out of the Fall Harvest Festival, and we're looking to see that continue to grow as we move forward. It only can help us in adding resources to our student learning process and what we're doing for the students in the school.
I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with the acting president of Lehman Catholic, Dr. Tom Stein. Thank you so much. We'll visit once again soon. Halftime score here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, is 41-0. New Bremen leading the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Hopefully next week, WMVR 105.5 FM returns. The local radio station in Sydney under new local management. Congratulations. Job well done. We'll be streaming soon, and a new music format as well is coming online. I'd like to remind our listeners that next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com, it is Anna hosting St. Henry. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25 p.m. next Friday night, September 2nd, St. Henry at Anna. September 9th, it's the rematch, Fort Loramie, Newark Catholic. They played a thriller last year at Newark on a Saturday, week 4. Newark won that game 41-0. Fort Loramie missed a two-point conversion on virtually the very last play of the game. Newark won it by a point. The two clubs reunite this year on September 9th at Fort Loramie. And we've got that game at 6:25 p.m. Looking beyond the second week of September, September 16th, probably our number one choice will be Minster and Anna. Could be an even-Steven matchup, just like Minster-St. Henry this coming Friday night. But Minster is at Anna on Friday, September 6th, airtime at 6:25 p.m. And then more than likely on September 23rd, Fort Loramie hosting Eden, a team in Northwest Ohio, very strong a year ago, beat Fort Loramie up there. Eden comes to town to meet Fort Loramie on September 23rd. A chance we could cover Troy at Sydney on that night. Then on September 30th, Columbus Academy, which beat Fort Loramie in Columbus last year in a close game. Columbus Academy comes to Fort Loramie on the 30th of September. Looking further down the road into October. October 7th, it's Marion Local at Anna or Sydney at Fairborn. October 14th, more than likely Lucas, very good Division 7 team, located just west of Amish country, to the east of I-71. in northeast central Ohio, Lucas at Fort Loramie on October 14th. And the season will close on Friday night, October 21st, with either Minster playing Versailles or Fort Loramie meeting Lima Central Catholic. That very last Friday night of the year, Chuck, Marion Local plays Coldwater.
I'll go do that one.
And Bill Zimmerman, in our pregame interview last night, noted the 50-50.
Yeah, I'm putting my money in on that one.
The 50-50 on that night, October 21st, when Marion Local plays at Coldwater, could be better than the state lottery.
You don't have to give half of it back.
Right. 41-0, New Bremen leads Lehman Catholic. We're about to 3 or 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We'll return in just a few minutes. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, whom I'm going to make a little bit hungry right now. Chuck, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience?
Always.
At your home?
Yes.
How about that? The Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to give you an extraordinary eating experience, and the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee.
There you go.
Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork guts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee. And as we were talking about the great dining experience at your service, thanks to the Anna Market, we had the kickoff by Lehman Catholic to begin play here in the third quarter. And New Bremen starts 1st and 10 from the Cardinals 33. Let's check out numbers on jerseys to see if New Bremen has begun to substitute yet.
No, I think they have a different quarterback out there.
41-0, David Holman, the starting QB on the sideline. Yep. He has been replaced by a new number, that's for sure, number 4. Hunter Schaefer on the carry, first down run for him. Turner Lachey on the tackle. At some point here, we'll uncover our roster, which is amidst the stack of our commercials. Small gain of a yard on first and 10 for New Bremen, second down and 9, shy of the 35. And it's a flat pass, complete at the 36, jarring hit the Layman Catholic. Oh, that was a stick. Well, that was a hard nose tackle. Completed pass on the play by New Bremen. Again, minimal gain. They call it the pickup of 2. Third down and 7, New Bremen at the 36. Rylan Bussey, 6'3", 200-pounder, a soft in at the QB spot, heir apparent to David Holman next year. Two wideouts far left for New Bremen.
Illegal substitution. They had 12 in the huddle when they broke.
Sure did. Remember now, continuous clock is in play, and despite the flag, despite the walk-off, despite the delay of the game here down in the field, clock is moving. 9:53, 9:52 left, third quarter, 41-0 New Bremen. Here's Bussey rolling out to the left. He's back at the 26-yard line. Airs one out, left sideline in front of the Cardinals bench. It's good. Catch is made up at the 41, still a yard or two short of the first down. Good throw by Bussey. 2.5 minutes gone, third quarter, 41-0 New Bremen in the lead. Fourth and 2 Cardinals, and stares from the New Bremen huddle to the bench, and it looks like this backup unit for New Bremen will go for it on fourth and 2 from the 41. And in the spread as Bussey has a back in front of him, that back blocks, and Bussey gets forward movement behind him, surging to the 43. It's a first down.
I think they're going to measure. I think this, the referee here, as he ran in, ran towards the New Bremen line.
I'll agree with you, Chuck.
That's not a good spot. That's a yard short of where the ball should be spotted.
Exactly. He picked up another 2 feet and would have had the first down. But, yep, I think a measurement is going to ensue.
It's going to be short,
correct. Perhaps the officials have already determined it is short. A timeout is called on the field. That does stop the clock with 8 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. And New Bremen leading Layman Catholic by a score of 41-0. Gives us the opportunity to share with you a little bit about Germain Cars in Sydney. You know, looking for a dealership can be difficult and time-consuming, but don't look far. Right in Sydney is a dealer that makes shopping for and servicing a car, truck, or SUV, so very convenient and cost-effective. By the way, it is a first down by an eyelash for New Bremen.
A lot of grumbling underneath as the Layman fans. Actually, it should have been a yard farther up, and they shouldn't have had to measure.
Car shopping, well, plain and simple, it's Germain. Germain Cars in Sydney, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. New Bremen to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, 43. Rylan Bussey, the quarterback, flips it to the up back, who winds his way to the left around the end. He is skirting the corner, getting to the 45, 50, up and over it, into Layman territory, Hunter Schaefer. Just runs vertically so well. Hard-nosed back. Picked up 7 when it looked like he might be stalled after a 3 or 4 yard gain. Number one, Germain Cars in Sydney is a one-stop solution. You can always benefit from the expert techs who will take great pride in servicing and repairing your car, and our relaxed, pressure-free sales associates at Germain Cars can arrange a test drive and work with you on financing. No gain by New Bremen on second down and 3. Third down coming up and about 4 to go for a first down.
71, I'm trying to find him. Is that Jace Olding?
Jace Olding.
He hit him right in the hole, boy. Perfect tackle.
He's a frosh. Fine player. Young athlete on the gridiron for Layman Catholic. It might have been a loss of 2 feet. Third and 4 for New Bremen from the Cardinals 49. 5 minutes gone, third quarter. New Bremen 41, Layman Catholic nothing. Pussy behind the line of scrimmage. Gives it. Deep handoff. Ball carrier. Stopped cold at the 45. Doesn't go down to a knee. Gets upright and spurts to the 48 of Lehman. Picked up two, maybe three, a yard short of a first down. And that is a typical Hunter Schaefer Bulldog-like run.
This is kind of strange. They went for it from their own 40. Now they're going to punt from the Lehman 48. So
don't ask me.
I'm not sure I understand the thought process there, but
Saylor into punt for New Bremen, back at his own 37. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Lehman, a lone deep back, kicked by Saylor. Didn't hit it real well, but got some nice forward top spin on the roll from the 29 down to the 21. And that's where Lehman starts first down, 10 yards to go. Jermaine Cars in Sydney. The number two big reason why you should check out Jermaine. Great new vehicle selection. It is endless. At Jermaine in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue, you've got Dodges, Jeeps, Rams. In Beaver Creek at Jermaine, Hondas and Fords. In Dublin, Mercedes-Benz and Cadillacs. Jermaine is also in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. We can get you virtually any make and model you prefer. And number three, Jermaine is the newest, best, and biggest in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Jermaine. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, germainecars.com. Well, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Chuck, on first down, 10 yards to go, cough up the football in the vicinity of their own 19-yard line. And I think New Bremen's recovered. Is that correct?
Yep. He tried to run a counter. He just never got the ball in his stomach, and it just bounced to the ground.
Was that O'Leary at quarterback?
Or was it
Lachey?
I don't know.
Nonetheless, the QB for Lehman coughed it up, and New Bremen's got it right back, knocking on the door at the Lehman 19-yard line with 5:48 to go in the third quarter. New Bremen leads 41-0. Bussey gives, offensive backfield, deep handoff, nowhere to go. Good penetration by Lehman. Tackle made at the 23. In there on the hit, A.J. Newsom. Second down, 12.5 to go for a first down for the Cardinals. Once again, next week on Friday night, kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25, St. Henry at Anna. Bremen flashing two receivers to the left, man in motion left to right across the formation. Bussey rolls left. He's being shadowed by two Lehman players, and the defenders track him down at the 27. Negative play.
That was supposed to be thrown to the man in motion, and Lehman did a nice job of covering him. He had nowhere to throw the ball.
Exactly. Third down, about 16 or 17 to go for a first down for New Bremen, just inside the Lehman 27 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals to the line of scrimmage, two receivers flanked right. Sophomore Ryland Bussey at quarterback. Bussey rolls right. Here's the same play as before, only not to the left but to the right side. It works for a nice advance of about 7 or 8 yards to the 21-20 to the 19-yard line. Completion on the play to Rogan Muther. He hauled it in. New Bremen comes up short of the first down by every bit of 10 yards. And Ryland Bussey will hold for a Hunter Schaefer field goal of 34 yards.
He's had a good leg on the kickoffs. We'll see what his accuracy is.
This is one of those practice field goals.
Absolutely.
If you've got the opportunity, take advantage and boot it. You never know. In a crucial MAC game in the conference, Bremen might need it. The kick by Schaefer, yanked to the left. No good. He missed it. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter, and this is one of those situations, I guess, Chuck, despite the running clock, the clock does stop.
Change of possession, injuries, and timeouts. That's it.
Touchback, change of possession here. Ball comes out to the 20. First and 10 for the Cavaliers. say, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business is Barker Insurance. It's earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Lehman second down play coming up after a ramble outside left tackle for three, second down seven. O'Leary at quarterback in the spread, retreats to the nine, a middle screen. It is on the ground, incomplete, or is it caught?
No, he dropped it. It's probably a good thing. He was going to get killed.
It was going to be lost yardage if he hangs on. Would have been a minus three on the play. Incompletion, third and seven. Clock continues to run, 41-0 New Bremen. 2:20 left to go here in the third quarter.
Go, clock, go.
Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage, spreading two receivers far right to the field side. And Donovan O'Leary is going to run. He breaks contain, barges to the 25, lowers his shoulder, booms his way across the 35. Might have touched the sideline of the 34. That was one of the couple three strongest runs of the night, the Lehman Catholic. Well done. As O'Leary hammered out a first down scoot up the field to the 34. A minute 36 to go in the third period. Trips to the right for O'Leary. New Bremen has substituted freely on defense. Inside handoff, bursting through the middle goes Stolman to the 40, 41-yard line. As he carved out space for about seven. Three shy of a first down. Minute 15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Next week, Waynesfield Goshen is Lehman Catholic's opponent. New Bremen on the road at Parkway before entertaining Versailles on September 9th and traveling to Marion Local on September 16th. Here is O'Leary, fakes the inside handoff. It's a quick hitter, and the receiver reaches up and spears it. It's Chapman. The ball was scraped loose at the 50. Lehman on the recovery at the 47 or 48 of New Bremen. Very successful pass play turned in by the Cavaliers. Kind of play that last year O'Leary hooked up with McFarlane on frequently. Player down, half minute to go, third quarter. New Bremen 41, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Call Darren Yingst and set up an appointment. Take a look at the beautiful solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, plus white shaker cabinets can be accessed, too, by Greenville Pro Hardware and Jackson Center Pro Hardware. As we return to action, Nate Solman makes a brilliant run to Lehman Catholic. He's to the outside at the 40. New Bremen secondary in hot pursuit down to the 30. And he zips all the way to the 25-yard line. Finest run of the evening by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Nate Solman turned it in as time expires, ending the third quarter of play. New Bremen 41, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The fourth quarter upcoming, continuous clock in play. Lehman Catholic trails New Bremen 41-0. Cavaliers have the ball at the 25 of the Cardinals after a great run by Nate Salmon. Sprinting out to the left is the Lehman quarterback. Fires a short flip down to the 19-yard line off the palms of the intended receiver. O'Leary had his man. He simply could not clasp the football. 11:40 and counting. Fourth quarter, 41-0 New Bremen. Lehman Catholic at the 25. Not sure if my memory serves me correct. Chuck, is this the deepest drive, deepest penetration all night by Lehman? 25-yard line?
Absolutely.
Yep. Nate Solman set it up with a superb run last play of the third quarter. O'Leary gets the play in from the bench. Via a wide receiver. Cavaliers flank Turner Lachey far wide left side of the gridiron. Here's O'Leary pumping once, twice, and now he's pursued out of the pocket. Oh, he's out of real estate at the 30-yard line. Into the Lehman bench he goes. Clock continues to run, though the play was flushed to the boundary. 10:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-0 in favor of New Bremen. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage at the 31 with a second down and about 16 to go for a first down.
He did a pump fake that time, and then the receiver was open. He didn't have time to throw it.
Two receivers wide left for Lehman, two to the right. Lone back is Solman alongside O'Leary. Here comes blitz pressure up the middle by New Bremen. A drop by O'Leary. Fires into the right flat to Solman. He's available to 26, but O'Leary missed him. Third down coming. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard says third and 12, maybe.
Now marker says fourth. I think it's fourth.
Somebody is accurate. Somebody is not correct. Scoreboard still reads third and 12.
It's fourth down and about 16, actually.
Line of scrimmage, the 31. I don't think the scoreboard has re-registered the new down and distance. There we go. Fourth and 12, Lehman, 31 of New Bremen.
It's at least 16.
Quartet of receivers flanked. It's a screen to the left as Solman catches it 10 yards behind the line. Here come a bevy of white shirts in hot pursuit, chasing Solman out of bounds at the line of scrimmage, and New Bremen takes over at the 30 with just over 9 to play in the fourth quarter. Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware have special prices always and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Greenville Pro Hardware, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Always special pricing on DeWalt power tools. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 9 to play in the game. First and 10, New Bremen at the Cardinals 31. Bussey, the quarterback, hands off to the ball carrier, who's halted 2 yards upfield at the 32 or 33. That was another Schaefer who entered for New Bremen. Trevor, 5'7 junior. I had a long conversation with head coach Chris Schmidt earlier this week about the replicated names on the New Bremen roster. You've got several with the last name Schaefer. You've got a couple of Holmans, on and on and on. Names repeat themselves in most cases, not closely related. Here's a run around the left side. Flags flying. New Bremen produces two or three on the ground, holding against the Cardinals. The ball carrier was Cale Tangeman, 5'7 junior runner. Foul coming up against the Cards. We'll move them back. We played 4 minutes here in the fourth. 7:57 to go. New Bremen leads it 41-0.
Well, the referee behind the line didn't call it and didn't call it. The guy on the outside who was looking right at it never called it. So that referee finally had to throw a flag because it was an obvious hold.
Now, I can tell you that Brent Schaefer and Trevor Schaefer are twins for New Bremen.
So they're related.
They are closely okay. related. Hunter is part of the family as well. Clock running, 7:26, 7:25 to go in the game. Second and 19, New Bremen. Deep handoff. Ball carrier runs to daylight. 30, 32, 33. He's bear hugged and decked right there. Good surge up the field by Trevor Schaefer of New Bremen. Well, if you're not sure who makes the tackle or who runs the ball, if you say the name Schaefer, you might be close.
Well, he was at least out on the field.
6:50 left to go in the fourth quarter, 41-0 New Bremen. Cardinals substituting in from the far side. Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for Lehman, shaken up, did return, appeared to be fine. Quarterback time also turned in off the bench by Turner Lachey in this game for Lehman. Here's a keeper in the offensive backfield by Bussey as he brushed his running back, held onto the football, and clutched it at his chest. Got to the 35 and squirted to the 38. Fourth down for New Bremen. About 3 yards to go. Clock continues to run. Half the fourth quarter has been played. And let's see if the Cardinals have Ben Saylor back punting. He's the number one booter. He is in, only the second time I think he's kicked in this contest. He gets it away, drills a spiral. Lehman catches at the 30. Immediate tackle by New Bremen, and the ball is pried free. Scramble for it. Cardinals think they've got it. They do. Well, special teams play very poor tonight for Lehman.
Yes, they haven't been very stellar in any spot. Their special teams have been horrible.
And that has set the tone. In fact, on Lehman's first series, after receiving the kickoff, a bad snap from center in punt formation was recovered by Solman way back on the one-foot line. Ball didn't get to the end zone. Solman did not recover it on the goal line for a safety. It was on the one-foot line. New Bremen took over. Holman scored next play. And
been downhill ever since.
Yes, New Bremen has coasted ever since that point in time. First and 10, 30-yard line for New Bremen in Lehman's end with 5:27 to go. Handoff is stalled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Well, still, we've got forward progress. Couldn't believe the officials allowed that to go on.
The heck.
Ball carrier was stalemated right at the 28 or 29. Pile wasn't moving. Might have been inch by inch by inch.
Yeah.
10 seconds later, it was still moving inch by inch by inch.
Well, hey, they want the game over too.
4:53 and counting. Fourth quarter. Waynesfield Goshen, the opponent for Lehman Catholic next week. That game is on the road. Then Lehman's got the daunting task of playing at Milton Union on the 9th of September. That's when New Bremen hosts Versailles. Running play, Cardinals around the right side. little opening develops, a run down inside the 20-yard line to about the Lehman Catholic 18, and that's good enough for a first down. We're near the four-minute mark late in the fourth.
He's got kind of a strange delivery on that pass, but he's pretty accurate.
He sure is. Yep, Ryland Bussey in at QB for the New Bremen Cardinals, guiding the show. David Holman played enough to work up a little bit of a sweat tonight for the Cardinals. He was very good. Offensive and defensive lines and linebacking play for New Bremen, they've all been special. Running play Cardinals, right tackle, numbers far side. Ball carrier stacked up at the 15. Second down, five to go, 3.5 remaining, fourth quarter, 41-0 New Bremen over Lehman Catholic. We'll have a brisk wrap-up to this game tonight. It'll be quick. Before we sign off, we've gotten our commercial sponsors in multiple times over this evening. Had most of them on board and shared with you by halftime. Bussey in the spread, two receivers right. Handoff, sprint draw, offensive backfield. Lehman smells it out and nails that running play at the 16. Third down coming up for New Bremen, which doesn't appear to be real anxious, Chuck, to punch the ball into the end zone.
No, they're just wanting the game to get over. It's Saturday night.
Yep, it's our second straight evening here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Tippecanoe pulled away from Sydney last night, beat the Yellow Jackets 34-20. Sydney did get an academic score in the final 8 seconds. Ran in a fumble from, what, about 10 yards out, Chuck, to end the contest?
Yeah, scoop and score with 8 seconds to go and an 8-yard score.
After Sydney led 13-10 at the half of that game, we have a timeout called, and that stops the clock with 2:21 to go. Third and six for New Bremen, which leads 41-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here comes New Bremen to the line of scrimmage on third and six outside the Lehman Catholic 15. Cardinals lead at 41 to zip. Snap back to Ryland Bussey. Here's a deep handoff at the 20. Ball carrier swerves around right ends, got a block, puts his head down and digs hard to about the 11 or 12. I don't think he made the first down, Chuck.
It's fourth and about one and a half.
Fourth and short coming up for New Bremen.
Shorter than that. I guess fourth and about four.
Well, I was very mistaken. I thought the first down post was at about the 10 or 11. In fact, it's inside the 10 at the 9. That's what happens when you look all the way across the field from the press box and you can't see anyway.
Absolutely.
Yep, New Bremen sends a receiver wide left. No doubt a running play coming here. Bussey in the spread back at the 17. Pushes his way toward the line of scrimmage. Does not get there, and Lehman takes over. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all, and they do it very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions over the counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center in Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Timeout called. Stopping the clock with a minute 23 to go.
A change of possession. So it's going to be layman ball.
41-0 in favor of the Cardinals. You would think that they would find a way to limit the stops of the clock when there is a 30-point spread or better, but I guess exchange of possession makes sense.
It does. Timeouts, change of possession,
right,
and an injury.
Yep.
If they ran it during injuries, if I had to lead, every play I'd fall down for 20 minutes.
Layman in the line of scrimmage. Time for a couple more plays to close this game out. New Bremen scored early and often. In fact, after three plays and punt formation by Layman, New Bremen scored from the Layman 1-foot line. And it was a breeze thereafter for the New Bremen Cardinals. Here is a toss sweep to the right for Layman. I think it's Solman on the edge, spilled at the 15.
24.
New back in for the Cavaliers, Caden Franklin, a 5'5" frosh, 116-pounder. You know, Myers Tavern is a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come to Myers from all around. Located at 303 North Main, Myers Tavern, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners in the evening. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers in Bodkins at 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Running play by Layman, good to the 20. Final 19 seconds of this game. Under center is the quarterback for the Cavaliers,
number 9.
And that's a new QB yet, Jack Earhart, 6'1 soft. He's seen time. So is Turner Lachey, along with starter Donovan O'Leary. Running effort picks up a couple. That's it. The clock winds to 0. And the Cardinals and Cavaliers line up at the 50-yard line. All New Bremen tonight. Layman hopes it got out of this game as healthy as possible to ready itself next week for a tilt on the road at Waynes Field Goshen. Layman Catholic now 1-1 on the year. New Bremen 2-0. A date at Parkway next Friday evening. Our next broadcast is coming up 1 week from last night, next Friday, St. Henry at Anna. 6:25 airtime, kickoff at 7 on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck back to wrap it up in a moment. A very good New Bremen team routes Layman tonight, 41-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up here is Chuck with a quick look at the numbers highlights and our star or stars of this game.
Well, Lehman had 93 total yards for the game, not going to win a game with 93. New Bremen had 211, second half pretty much shut it down. Clancy's players of the game for the Cavaliers, I want to go with Nathan Salmon, thought he had a good game for the Cavaliers. On the other side, David Homan and Dylan Bambauer are my players of the game.
Very good picks, brought to you by Clancy's, our stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Now, once again tonight, thanks to Dr. Tom Stein, acting president of Lehman Catholic. He was our halftime guest. We spent time with Tom during the week at Lehman Catholic. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Tom brings major leadership experience to Lehman Catholic, and his professional background includes more than 43 years in higher education administration with leadership roles in admissions, marketing, and enrollment. Well, hopefully both teams got out of this game, Chuck, as healthy as possible. New Bremen made a mark on this contest in the first minute, and it was over shortly thereafter, 41-0 final. New Bremen routes Lehman Catholic. Next Friday night, it's St. Henry at Anna. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25. For our listening audience via scoresbroadcast.com, hopefully next week we're partnered with WMVR-FM as well. For our listening audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the New Bremen Cardinals have thumped the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 41-0.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.